Dear Buddha, I thought I'd try you this time because you look ever so happy. I'm so glad I made the leap out of my mother's house to be a strong, independent woman. Now, please, can you help me be a famous actress? I just want an Oscar in a utility room. Is that too much to ask? I can't stand in that dull queue anymore. Not with these kitten heels. May the force be with you, and also with you. To Hull and Back by Lucy Beaumont. And this will be our year, took a long
time to come. Mother, I'm off now. Thanks for letting me have breakfast, dear.
Okay, whatever, just go again.
Why have you got a tea towel on your head?
It's a veil, I'm in mourning.
What for?
Losing you. Leaving home at 32, not able to fend for yourself. I don't know where my baby went, I don't recognise her.
I had to move on.
No, it just doesn't seem right.
Well, it was time. I needed my own space, fend for myself. Sometimes you've got to get out there, grab the bull by the horns and take a few risks.
But are you happy on Jean's couch?
Yeah?
But it's such a long way.
What, across the road?
Yeah, the tatty side. I can't bear to think of you over there.
Jean's family aren't as rough as you think. They buy kitchen roll. I've got dreams, Mother, and I can't achieve them at home.
Thinking of you. Sleeping in their living room, cold, alone, downstairs.
A granny's in the next chair.
You are joking.
No, it's a reclining one. She has to be near the toilet. I don't mind if she takes her teeth out. It's very peaceful.
Where did I go wrong? I give up.
I'm looking into other options, though, today, actually.
What other options?
Stop worrying.
Don't leave me, Sophie. Me and you. That's how it's always been.
What's that down there?
What's what?
In that box.
Nothing.
Can I have a look, then, if it's nothing?
No, no. Let go.
Listen. What on earth is that?
An otter. A porcelain otter.
You see, this is the problem. You can't afford porcelain otters.
Well, shoot me then. What's the point in living?
You've got a singing haddock. You don't need an otter. Have you got anything else stashed away?
No.
What's that down the back there? A skateboard. You've bought a skateboard.
Yeah, it's for car boot, to help move things.
We can't wheel stuff to car boot on a skateboard.
Well, what do you care? I've told you, leave the house, lose your stake in the family business.
A stall at car boot, it's not exactly a lucrative business, is it? This is my issue. Steven Spielberg's not going to snap me up at Walton Street car boot, is he?
Blood, sweat and tears I went through getting us the best pitch at that car boot.
Oh, I know, it's quite an achievement, seeing as we never have a car. Get rid of that skateboard, Mother. You'll do yourself a mischief.
Nope.
You never change. Right, I've got a very important appointment. I better be going.
What's your appointment?
The first step to the rest of my independent life. Thanks for letting me have breakfast, dear.
Are you back for tea?
Yeah. I'm here for the viewing.
Yes. Yeah, come this way then, Sophie. Sophie, yeah. It's just through here. So, this door, you just turn the key like that and then wiggle it that way and then push down and up on the handle.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Right. Now, the man that lived here, he was the captain's mate on the ships.
Really?
Yeah. And when he stopped taking his medication...
Oh, my. He's trashed the place.
Yeah, look, I'll level with you. I've got 14 flats in angina. I haven't sorted it yet.
What's that?
A ship's wheel. Good bit of wood, that. He cemented it in. Look, room divider. Hey. Come and look at this fridge. It lights up when you open it. See?
Why is there a bar of soap in it?
I'll be honest with you, Soppy. It wasn't an happy time in his life. But he loved the view out that window.
A car park?
Dry land. Comforting. But the good thing is, he didn't smoke. Can you smell smoke?
No, I can smell pee.
And he didn't drink alcohol. None of the stains on this carpet are from alcohol, look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, they probably would come off. Yeah, with spray.
Are you saying you can save my carpet, Sophie?
Yeah, I think I can.
No. How much are you charging?
A fiver.
Done.
Right, I'll go fetch Jean's Uber. It's got a face on it.
Alice. You're my bridge over troubled waters, you are.
Thanks.
You can pay the rent, can you? What do you do for a living?
I'm an actress.
Well, this is how they all start, love. This is how they all start.
Are you sure you want water with cucumber in it? It's a waste.
That's what they have in Hollywood.
I've known you since we were four, Sophie. And you always had tea, two sugars and carnation milk.
What can I say? I've changed.
Not that much. You're going to clean some nutter's mucky carpet for a fiver. Are you really going to move in? It sounds like a dive.
The fridge lights up.
Wait till your mother finds out.
She's not to know now yet. I don't want her butting in. I just need to find an acting job first.
I think you're rushing into it.
Greta Garbo didn't share her mother's bathwater, Jean.
She didn't have a ship's wheel in the middle of the living room either.
I can just picture it as my boudoir when he's done it up all nice.
These type of flats do not turn into boudoirs, Sophie.
You wouldn't know anyway, Jean. You'll never leave home. Now, can you please let me read my stage newspaper? Where's R for Royal Shakespeare Company? Nothing this week. Oh, here's one. Female 20s.
You've had it then.
Historical film adaptation. Doing a new version of Mutiny on the Bounty. It's mine. I've got a feeling. Just think where it could lead, Jean. I'll be front page of all Daily Mail, I know it.
Oh, just leave me out of it, Sophie. I want an easy life before I go to Butlin's.
Fine, whatever. Are you stopping in with me tonight?
No.
What are you doing?
I'm nicking a brass lamp out of a skip.
Who for?
Your mother.
You've what? You spend 4 days sleeping on a white leather couch and now you're scrubbing cheap carpets for men called Alan.
The fridge light...
It's seen you coming. No, you're not stepping foot in that hovel. Pass me my cape.
Oh, no, not the cape. Where are you going in your cape?
I was all nicely settled in with a pickled herring and a Rennie, and then... Cape!
Don't burst my bubble.
Do you want to end up with bleached hair and leather skin?
No.
Well, then listen to your mother. Look. Oh, I'm itching. I'm itching again.
What is it?
Ringworm. You've brought it in from cleaning infested carpets. It'll stay in the family now. We'll be shunned by the community. Right, let's sort this Alan out. Premier Properties, is that his office, Sophie?
I'm not telling you.
Cape!
Mother!
Cape! Top. Ken!
Don't take your walking
stick. Ken!
Sheila Romeroyd, if you walk out that door to have a load off at that Alan, then I swear that's me and you done. I'm not having you sticking your nose in, do you hear?
Well, I never thought I'd see the day. The baby I nursed all these years with golden curls and buck teeth.
I didn't have buck teeth.
Oh, you did. They were so big for your face till you were 15. Don't you remember that school photo on the hearth? The flash made you go cross-eyed, and with those teeth as well, I had to face it down when I did the hoovering.
Why didn't you get me a brace then?
A fire guard wouldn't have kept them things like that. And here she is now, victimising me in my own home.
I'm not having that.
No remorse. Look, how are you even going to afford to live in this drug den?
It's an apartment.
The bed sits for down and outs. I know that street.
I'm going to be an actress and get an acting role.
Oh, right, yes, of course.
I've applied for a film in the stage newspaper.
A classified ad?
A film company based in Swindon.
Swindon?
I've got a chance of success. It's happening, Mother. You record the audition and you post them it.
Right.
Swindon today, LA tomorrow.
That's what they say.
Do you know your problem? You're bored.
Bored?
You need a hobby. What have you done today?
I haven't stopped. I've been next door to Ernest and made him scrub his front step. I was on Radio Humberside this morning talking about renewing energy.
Do you know about renewing energy?
Sophie, you don't need to know about something to have an opinion on it. You should listen in, you might learn something. Yesterday, it was very interesting when we were talking about China's effect on our economy.
And what did you say?
Knotweed.
What?
Chinese knotweed. Sophie, it's taking over.
You need a purpose in life like I've got.
How many chicken dippers do you want for your tea?
You're not going to interfere, Mother.
When have I ever done that?
I'll have three.
No, have four. The box is gone then.
Oh, Sheila!
What are you doing to her, Mother?
I'm waxing her arm.
Why?
She's going to Butland's.
I don't think it's a requirement.
I'm taking it up as a hobby. Now I'm daughterless, apart from when she's hungry.
Ow! Ooh, I only came round to drop off those tenner ladies.
Well, this will remind you not to do it again, won't it?
It's not my fault my mum told me to bring them. She's got a tube in now.
What part of my physical aid incontinence pants?
The car boots. Ow! Ben and Sheila.
I can officially unveil that the script has arrived. In this envelope is the first step to the rest of my famed life.
Do your toes need doing, Jean?
They're fine, thanks.
You can see them then, can you?
The role is for a part in Mutiny on the Bounty, Polynesian Girl 1.
Have you got many lines?
I say, farewell, brave sailor.
And...
that's it. I wave off Captain Fletcher Christian and they sail away and he shouts, always in my heart. Then Polynesian Girl 2 says, come, come, don't be sad.
Have you been making your own mayonnaise again, Jean?
Yeah?
I can tell.
Ow! What?
You do a self-record and post the mate closing day... oh, it. 3 days' time?
I bet there'll be loads of tapes sent in.
Well, I mean, to make it stand out, then. Mutiny on the Bounty. Jean, do you know anyone who's got a boat?
She didn't know anyone who's got a driveway.
I'll get Ernie to help. He's had theatrical experience.
Yeah, opening a can of peas is theatrical with that man.
Oh, Sophie, you know what you could use? In that flat you saw, it's got
a ship's wheel.
Oh, yeah. How did you know that? I didn't tell you.
I guessed.
You've been round to see Alan, haven't you?
No.
Oh, you have.
I haven't.
He hasn't been answering my calls. You've been round.
But, he needed telling.
I don't believe it.
Excuse me, but I'm in charge round here.
You're not in charge. I'm in charge of my life. I tell you, if you sabotage this... Just...
Sheila, get it off her lips before the wax sets.
Now, I can take this off slowly or quickly. Which do you want?
That's it, Mother, we're done. I shan't be seeing you for a long while.
Oh, I thought it was your mother, Sophie. I put the bolts on.
Do we sound the same?
No, but it started to go a bit dark and a crow flew off my shed. I thought she was near. Hi, Jean. Come through. Would you like some jelly?
No, Ty.
Do you mind if I do? I love jelly. Will it go that way? Will it go the other way? Who knows?
Why have you turned everything upside down?
I thought it'd help with my vertigo.
I need your help, Ernie. Opportunity has come knocking. I've got an audition tape that I've got to record. I thought you could read the line of Captain Fletcher Christian from Mutiny on the Bounty.
Oh, that old swine.
Do you know about him?
No.
And I'm playing a Polynesian girl.
What's your name?
Number One. Jean's going to do the other Polynesian girl part.
No way.
Everything's riding on this, Jean. I've got a boudoir waiting for me to live in. They need to watch it and think, this is the best audition tape I've ever seen. Why, this young woman's a star.
Why, do you want me in it, then?
You'll make me look better.
I can't swim, Sophie. It's best to be upfront about these things.
It's going to be the best audition tape ever.
Who will you get to film it, Sophie?
I've got a list here of potentials. Who'll be around on Friday afternoon?
Your mum?
Anyone else?
The lollipop lady?
Great, I'll add her to the list. Please let me in.
No. You want nothing more to do with me? That's what you said.
I saw you today in Costcutters.
I know.
I thought you looked really nice. Had you done something different to your hair?
I brushed it.
Oh, you look different.
Why are you creeping?
I need your help, Mother.
Come in. What is it?
Will you film this audition tape for us?
Oh, no.
On Jean's camera, please, Mother. I can't find anyone else.
I'm the last in line, am I?
I really need your help, Mother. And, well, I was thinking about it. I think I could do the audition a lot better if you were there watching. You know, I'd be more relaxed.
Really, Sophie?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll never know how much that means to me.
I always feel relaxed when you're somewhere I can see you.
Do you mean that?
I want you to be proud of me.
Well, I want you to be... Well, I suppose I could squeeze you in. I mean, I do know a bit about the industry. I've met some of its glitterati, after all.
Like who?
Bobby Davro, whole new theatre.
You had a backstage tour.
I was in his dressing room.
Yeah, he didn't want you to be.
He did. Do you want me to be your director or not?
Director? I just want you to do what I say and film it.
Oh, no, 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 no. It has to be my vision.
Well, I would...
I'll get you that part if it kills me.
You don't have to be so aggressive about it.
It could be a good team. Me as your manager.
No, just slow down. I'm an enigma, Mother. I don't need chaining down. Thanks for your help, though.
No, you don't have to thank me. I'm your mother, Sophie. That's what I do.
Yeah.
So, can you now stop thinking I'm some kind of ogre, please?
OK. If you want me, I'll be upstairs making a coconut shell bra.
You will not!
Oh, can we stop now, Sheila?
No, not yet. You're not really embodying it yet, Jean.
Are you sure they do this at drama school?
Yes. One of your branches is drooping. Up.
My arm's going to drop off.
Why don't Ernie have to stand like us?
They cut me down. I'm a stump.
The part's not to play a tree, Mother.
This is what they do. Do you want the limelight or not? And stop. Right, rehearsal time. Rehearsal. So, set and costumes. Ernie's going to bring over his rubber dinghy.
It's a life raft, actually, Sheila. Yes.
No, we've sorted the set, Mother. We're going to get Jean's granny's mobility scooter and then glue the MDF sides to it and paint it.
What?
To look like a boat.
What about a Yorkie Terrier, though, Soph? It's hard to get out of that basket.
We can leave him in it, can't we? They used to have cats on ships.
Ernie, you bring your dinghy over for backup. Right, costumes?
I had a look at Polynesian girls in the 1800s. They didn't hardly wear out. I'm sorry, but I'm covering up.
I think they'll be glad of that, Jean.
What should we use for your bra then, Jean, instead of coconut shells?
I've got a couple of washing up bowls.
Shall I say my line? Come, come, don't be sad. Or, come, come, don't be sad.
Can you just not sound so common? Have you got your costume, Ernie?
I thought just a nice crisp suit and the rest I'll convey through my eyes like this. Ow.
Don't you spoil it for that poor Ben.
Sorry, Sheila.
Right, I've got some binoculars and a stuffed parrot upstairs. I'll just fetch them.
Mother! Oh, Sheila!
Oh, that bloody skateboard!
Come on, Mum.
Now what?
I don't know.
We can't leave her in this gas cupboard.
I can't force her to come out.
Sheila!
Mum!
Oh, I feel bad, Sophie, putting her in there.
It was for her own good. She was wild thrashing around on a sprained ankle.
She might be asleep.
All I said was, she's older now, she might be more brittle.
You wouldn't have thought that'd set her off, though.
Put your finger under the gap.
Why?
See if she bites it.
Sheila?
I am not brittle.
How's your ankle?
Swollen.
It's not broken, is it?
No, she snaps back well.
I heard that.
You all right, Sheila? If you've chilled, we'll let you out.
Oh, no. No, I'm fine. Ta, Jean. Would you just help me readjust this cushion? I'm struggling in the dark.
Be careful, Jean. Her nails are long.
Gotcha! Ah! Oh! Get off me! Hey, Sheila, get that shit up! Ooh! She's feral. What's her problem?
I don't know. Leave her. So, plan B then. I'm going to ask that Alan if we can film it at the flat with the ship's wheel and see if he'll be the cameraman.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
He won't agree to it.
He will. I'll say my mother will be back round if he doesn't.
You don't know if he's any good. I've been practising my wide shots and close-ups.
Couldn't your mother just film it, sat down? Now she's out of foot.
No, she'd be too low down. Right, do excuse me. I'm going to practise my line in private.
I don't think you're brittle, Sheila.
Thanks.
Why did you fly off the handle?
I knew she'd say I couldn't be the camera woman, and I was looking forward to it.
There's my part, Polynesian girl too. You could be sat down.
No, I thought about that.
Oh, yeah, the age difference.
I just hate to steal the limelight.
But she just appeared. One minute I was on my own, next minute she was there.
I know, she does that.
Like a bat in a cape. It's her eyes I won't forget.
I'm sorry she had to go at you, Alan. We really need your help, though. It'd look great filmed in here. It's either that or I don't think I can stop her coming round again.
I can't stay out the office too long.
Thanks, Alan.
Hiya. Only me. Oh, my word. Look at in here. It's proper trashed, innit? We've got a problem, Soph.
What?
Me granny's gone to Malcolm's funeral. She's took a mobility scooter.
But we spent all night making it look like a boat.
Yeah, I know. She likes it like that. He used to work on the dock, so it's quite fitting. And he's brought his dinghy, though.
It's a life raft.
Do I have to wear this bra that you've made me? Couldn't you have made it out of something better?
What's wrong with it?
It's two jelly moulds. Everyone's been staring.
It's for your art, Jean. Helen Mirren would have done it. Help Ernie with his boat. I'll show you how this camera works, Alan.
This little thing? I'm as blind as a dormouse, me love. I can't see through that.
What, did you hear that? Whee! Sophie! Look out the window. It's your mother. Come down that hill, sat on a skateboard.
Oh, God.
Is that all she gets everywhere?
It's a new thing.
Oh, she's got a cape on again.
Ernie, wheel her in.
You promise you won't come back?
I know, I'm sorry, Alan. She's meant to be a mobile.
Your director is about to begin on set.
What have you got stuck to your knees, Mother?
Tenor lady.
You've stuck incontinence pads to your knees?
Yes. Well, it's comfier than having feet, actually. The show must go on, kids.
Alan can't film it. His eyesight's bad.
Well, I knew you needed me. I had a feeling.
Look at the time. We need to catch the post. Right, do you really think you could film it, Mother?
Yes.
Give me a camera, Jean.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Right, positions, everyone. Positions. Alan, can you prop me mother up?
What?
You heard her.
So she's eye level. Quick, everyone.
Whoa, Ernie, your dinghy. How big does it get?
That's big enough, Ernie. Still, it's still inflating.
I was going to have it as a pool for the yard.
Why didn't you?
It's too big.
It's too big for your yard.
You what?
Ernie, make it stop then.
Oh, you can't once it's released the valve.
What?
It's a life raft.
We haven't got time for this. Just say your lines louder. Ernie, get behind the ship's wheel. Right, quick, everyone, places. Let's do this, Mother. You ready? Ready to press play?
Yes, I'll call action.
You ready to light your pipe, Ernie?
Yep, got the matches.
Oh, I'm a bit nervous.
Me too.
Do I look okay, Soph?
Yeah. Here we go, Jean.
Good luck, Sophie.
Good luck, Ernie.
Good luck.
And action.
Farewell, bridge.
Oh, it's speeding up.
Can anybody smell burning?
Oh, the fire alarm works.
Ernie, your cap's on fire.
Put it out, everybody.
Oh, he's going hey, far,
everyone, everybody, just say your lines. Ready?
Farewell, brave sailor.
Not so whole.
Farewell, brave sailor.
Always in my heart.
Come, don't be sad.
And
so, as you can see, it's a good-sized flat. Now you know your lifeboat fits in it.
Have me chance.
Right, I am taking charge. I'm going to Swindon. Alan,
yeah?
Get your car. This is going to be hand-delivered by the mother.
Sorry I'm late, Soph. I had my leggings on inside out, so I had to go back.
You are right. Come on. I think it is best if I take someone with me when I'm flat viewing.
Yeah. Hey, I heard what happened about your mum in Swindon. I'm sorry, Soph.
I don't want to talk about it, really.
You had a lucky escape by the sounds of it. Oh, did you not read the rest of that script?
I wouldn't have auditioned otherwise.
Fancy. Sheila and Alan walking in when the captain was doing that thing with the compass.
It's not that I'm upset about.
Is it because they asked her to be in it?
Yeah. How does she do it?
I don't know. Anyway, this is exciting, isn't it? A new place to look at.
Yeah.
How did you find it?
My mother. I think she's finally realised it's time for me to move on. She met the landlady in the post office.
Right.
She lives in the house, but she keeps herself to herself. There's directions here. So, if you're at the park, cross over and turn onto Newland Ave. Down here then, Jean.
Right.
I tell you what, I'm over with being an actress. It's too much of a palaver.
No, it's not.
You had jelly mould stuck to your hair, and he set fire to himself.
Bank holiday though, innit?
Yeah, I suppose so. Now then it says, turn right.
Oh, so you're really close to us then?
Yeah, I don't know why she wrote the directions down. I'm just looking forward to this next chapter, Jean. Moving out, being independent. This landlady sounds lovely. She doesn't mind doing a lot of the cooking as well.
Oh, good. You're really close to our street.
And then first right. Oh, look, Jean, it is our street.
Which number, Sophie?
It says 2 houses past number 9.
Right.
Come on. That is my house, Jean.
Yeah.
I'll kill it. To Hull and Back was written by Lucy Beaumont. It starred Maureen Lipman, Lucy Beaumont, Kerry Marsh, Norman Lovett and Matt Sutton. It was produced by Kyle Cooper and it was a BBC Studios production.